Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, AfterBuzzers and Bold Type fans. If anybody is shook right now, I think it's me. I almost fell off my seat. Oh my gosh, what's happening with Pinstripe and Jane? They went tripping tonight on this week's episode, and guess what? Next week is a season finale. We can't even believe it. Stick around.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Guys.
OMG.
I am so freaking shook. I cannot even get into this episode. The last 5 minutes of this show plus the trailer for next episode has me feeling so many sorts of way, and I can't wait to get into it. But before we do say so, welcome back, everybody. We're so excited to get into it. Kia, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Hey.
Carla.
Hey, guys. What's up?
And hey, guys. Allie and Austin here, and we can't wait to dive in because we've got open relationships ending. We've got Ben or Pinstripe on the table for Jane. And then also, I think everybody has learned that this episode, everybody has a chance to be redeemed.
Yes. Second chances for everybody.
So, overall thoughts of the episode. Go.
And the words of Allie, holy cannoli. Allie said that a little bit earlier, so I had to quote that.
I love this episode. I mean, I feel like I love the Bold Type because they always bring really intense and really interesting topics for us to be able to talk about. But this episode just reminded me, like, about just youth and having fun and everything. I just enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, it was super fun to see the girls really just kind of be themselves. Even if you're, I mean, obviously you see the characters, but you can also tell that they were able to have fun with it and be like them, Katie and Megan and Aisha. Like, you know what I mean? Like, right. You can kind of see their real personality shine through. And everybody knows that a good road trip is, like, that just, like, is good for the soul. You're just stopping and getting gas station food and maybe not vaping, but, you know, that's Jane's kind of thing. Well, let's dive in, starting with Jane and everything she's going through this episode. So, we last week talked about how, what was Ben's intentions with the end of their conversation? He seemed very overwhelmed. We weren't sure if it was more of his doctor senses kicking in or if it was him being selfish and wondering, you know, what's actually going to happen here. Knowing that now he's given this entire, you know, informational package to Jane in order to dive in to see what her options are, did it change any of your thoughts from last week?
I mean, I think my thoughts were pretty, like, still the same about him wanting to help her. So I think I didn't really change besides the fact that
I think for him, like, he had his doctor hat on / boyfriend cap. And I think from his side, he was just looking at it like, I'm just trying to help you. Mm-hmm. I just want to be there. But from the other person's side, I think she was just thinking I needed a boyfriend. So at first when he did give her the package, I was like, man, no.
Yeah.
But I like that. I think she did a logical thing where she thought about it and was like, you know what? You're right. I'm happy that you did do this, and I do appreciate you. I just think if it gets a little bit too much doctor-y, it might push her away, because she tends to get scared.
Yeah, but I actually had to say that I was very afraid of this episode, because I thought that while she was drunk, she was going to call him and be like, hey, you know what? Like, this is over. Like, you can't be with me. I really thought that she was going to pull, like, a drunk breakup.
Oh, I didn't think that at all. Wow, okay. I can see that, though. I just think that, for me, it made me realize if I put myself in Jane's shoes in that situation, I wouldn't want someone to talk at me with information, even though I know he's doing it for her benefit and he's helping her. I would want someone to be there to tell me it's going to be okay. Like, and I think that's the one, and I think that's the one thing that Ben's not doing in this situation is, he's, you know, providing her with information and that's his way of helping this situation, but she needs someone to just sit there and hug her and be like, it's going to be okay. We'll get this through this together, rather than being, here's all the information that I've gone over, let's decide right now. You know what I mean? And I think that's kind of where Pinstripe comes into play. And seeing them together is just fun. I mean, don't get us wrong. Every time we see Ben, we are goo goo gaga over him. Love him so much. But something about Pinstripe, he's not going away. He keeps popping up in every situation. And she does always go to him for the real, real.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
She goes to him to get the things that Ben's not fulfilling for her. And I think that that's what she needs. And that's what she's going to want in the end.
Do you guys think, though, like, so Pinstripe fulfills, like, all those needs. But do you think he fulfills, like, the other needs that maybe Ben's providing?
I think so. Because I think in the end, you know, the reason that they broke up in the first place was because Pinstripe basically just wasn't ready to have a girlfriend, and he wasn't ready to settle down. It's been, you know, I guess 5 months, and maybe three in the term of whatever's happening. And I think he is really realizing, oh my gosh, I'm about to lose a girl that I could see a future with.
Yeah.
And I think he's just had time to process all that information.
Of course.
It always happens like that. The guy tends to come back around when you've either moved on, living your happy life, or you have a new boyfriend.
Whenever you are happy. It's like literally you're living your best life. You're either happy and content being single, or you're happy and you're content with a new boyfriend, and all of a sudden an old
they all come back
crashing in, and you get that text and you're like, what?
You're like, I was living my best life. I was praying to God. I have good skin. Leave me alone. And here they come, and it's like, hey, stranger. And it's like, no! I was doing
Let's still be strangers.
But I also think sometimes, you know, someone like a Pinstripe, it probably gave him the time to look at it and say, wow, what would my life be without this girl? I really love her. I really love hanging out with her. I might lose her. Well, I've already lost her kind of to another guy. So I think it might also be one of those things where he got to be like, okay, I actually lost something good. Let's reflect and let's get her back.
And so, the end of the episode, we hear that he does want to get back together with her, basically.
The nerve, but it's so good.
It's so good. This is where I legitimately almost fell out of my chair. I screeched so loud that I think I got a little in trouble. I'm sorry. But no, seriously, this moment is kind of what we've all been waiting for. Even polls on Instagram that the Bold Type has had, everybody is Team Pinstripe.
Yes.
Even though we love Ben and we love his character, Pinstripe just is kind
it's Pinstripe.
Of... He's the fun, goofy one, and it's so true. You want someone that's just going to want to, like, go out to a bar with you in the middle of the day and stuff olives in your mouth, you know, and beat Guinness World Records or whatever they were doing. You know, that's... You want someone that's going to have that fun with you and take you away from the serious moments that you're having, and that's kind of exact... That's exactly what Jane does, is she always goes to him for the escape.
Yeah.
And if you need a person that's going to be there for your escape, and she always looks to him for advice. So,
but do you think she's going for him for advice because she sees him more as a friend right now rather than like
her? I think that she in the back of her mind, I think, has this connection with him, and she doesn't understand what it is, because I've done this before. I'm sure we all have.
Yeah.
Where you have a great guy in front of you. He's amazing. He meets all the criteria. He checks all the boxes. But there's something missing, and you're like, why am I not feeling what I should feel for this guy that I've been searching for? And then there's someone that, like, maybe doesn't check exactly all the boxes, but it's just this undeniable love that you feel for him, and it's like in your heart soul. I so think that Jane is going to end up with him at the end of next week's episode. But we can leave that for
tomorrow. It's all good feel. Like, it was just an amazing moment.
Yeah.
Just him to be very bold and aggressive and say, maybe I do, and then walk away.
But, like, also, I hate that they do that in, like, shows when they walk away. No one actually walks away from a situation like that. I'm going after him.
We need to talk about this right now.
I'm going to test this, and I'm going to walk away.
You should just go up to someone and be like, maybe I do. Maybe I want you. Like,
and then walk away.
No, I'll walk away.
The person's going to say, hello.
Right.
Come back here.
Well, and that's the thing. It happens in every
show.
Well,
if they let you walk away, then you already know.
So I think about
it. Exactly. And going to that, like, topic of, like, walking away, I thought that Jane was going to run after him.
I did too.
I don't know. I got the feeling, like, okay, maybe she's going to go after him, and this is how it ends. Like, even though she just had an amazing moment with, like, Ben, now she's like, wait, actually, I really do love Pinstripe. But she didn't.
No, I think she was stuck because, if she was completely single, I think she would have probably ran after him, but I think she's stuck because she's like, wait.
Right.
I do like this guy. Did he just tell me that he may like me, but I have Ben? So I think she was trying to put everything together because I know I would be stuck. On the inside, I'd be yelling.
That's true. Let's rewind a second. Yeah. In 2 seconds prior, they were in the bathroom them together. Okay. So it is kind of one of those situations where I guess you'd be so shocked as to what you heard.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't even know what to say.
No guy is just going to say that to you and walk away. Like, that's just not going to happen.
Come back here,
son. I mean, he could if you're taken and then doesn't want to know what your answer is then and wants you to think about it. Yeah. He's like, think about it. Him walking away is more of like, just think about it, you know? Like, I'm not going to have a discussion with you because...
I would not be able to walk away. I'd be like, wait, I need to know more. I need to know all the details. Fill me in.
No, because if you're taken at the time, then you shouldn't be asking for more details.
Well, what? No, because you might... Okay, here's the thing. Remember, though Jane
is taken... Not my brain taken. Like, what would I do?
Jane is taken, but this is a guy who she's always had a crush on. So Pinchot came way before. So this is not like a regular stranger who
turned on the street. Well, that's true. And... let's not forget, Jane didn't want to break things off with Pinchot. Yeah, she had to because she was trying to protect herself from getting hurt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I'm going to save this question that I have for some predictions, but man, oh man, did this get juicy real quick.
Ooh. I like it.
We all, were shook, literally. We were all so shook. We were, like, waving our hands in the air.
We were yelling.
All I want to say is I want to request that Ben comes back next season, one way or another. Maybe if it's another photo shoot.
This is what stinks, is that we all, like they say good guys finish last. Know. And usually that's not the case. But in this case, like, I think he might finish last. And he is a great guy.
He's such a great guy. But remember when we first met him, it was kind of like a toss-up between, like, her and Sutton.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can see him more with a Sutton because she got the Richard and she likes those type of guys. So I can totally see Jane with a Pinstripe. So I feel like he might not leave. You never know.
But I feel like Jane is also kind of very serious, though. Pinstripe brings out the fun of her.
I think you need the opposite.
Agreed, Carla.
Yes, he does. I think you need the opposite because Sutton is super fun and wild and crazy.
And Richard,
I think she needs
like
the calm, like the Richard or the Ben.
That's true. I'm taking notes now.
No, that's so true because they would be a better match because Sutton and Ben kind of are the same, like even keeled, but like Ryan Pinstripe is the one that's like, oh come on, let's go to the bar, let's get a drink. Exactly. You need that.
Not the opposite.
She goes to have coffee with Ben, but she goes to have drinks
right with Ryan.
I'm just saying.
There we go.
So
We love them both.
We love them both. But I think at the end of the day, it is going to be a Pinstripe and Jane type of relationship. And just like, oh gosh, the way that he looks at her too, like there's definitely something behind those eyes. Like he's thinking about her. He looks at her in a way that like, you know, it's love.
Like I want you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He called her Jane.
He did.
And he called her Jane, yeah.
Things are changing.
She called him Ryan.
Things are changing, guys.
Things are changing. Pinstripe is officially back in the picture, and he's totally going to mess everything up. But I'm okay with it.
I'm here for it.
I love it.
You know what else I love, Carla? All of our amazing after shows here at AfterBuzz TV.
Yes. Hey, AfterBuzzers. Our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you help AfterBuzz continue to grow. If you're worried about pesky notifications, don't worry because they're totally optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
We love you guys so much. And while you're subscribing to us on YouTube, go on and head over to iTunes Podcast and give us a 5-star and let us know what you think because we love hearing what your thoughts are and if there's any things that we can change to the show or add on to it. You guys are amazing. We love you so much.
Please tell us. Yes. Season 3, they're already working on season 3.
Which is so exciting.
Oh yeah, God. I can't wait.
I cannot wait. I'm like, now that we have seen that teaser for the season finale and how it's going to end, I am so stoked that we know there's a season 3 or else I'd be in all sorts of emotions
for
next week. I think we all are going to. If that's how we reacted in this last like 2 minutes of this show today, I cannot only imagine.
We need to watch the show like outside of the studio because we're going to be so loud.
Yeah, we're going to be so emotional.
Speaking of emotion, Sutton had a little bit of an emotional challenge this episode, trying to face her mother and deal with that relationship, which we've known that her mother has had an alcohol issue and she always talks about crazy Babs and all the stuff that she's gone through as a child. So that was a really interesting topic to throw in there and to show that, you know, I mean, she really has worked so hard to get to this point.
Yeah.
And I think it was a raw moment in seeing Sutton, because she's always the cheerful one, besides obviously stuff with Richard, but like she's always trying to be positive and she's such a hard worker. So we almost forget that she's had such a struggle to kind of get to where she is. But how did you guys feel about seeing her hometown and seeing where Sutton's from?
I kind of liked it, because sometimes I think when you think of Sutton, you don't think that she's from that type of hometown. I usually assume that she kind of switches roles with Kat, and she's the kid who kind of comes from the good background. Not to say she came from a bad background, mm-hmm. but you don't ever know that these are the struggles that she had.
Right.
But yeah. I actually love seeing her, like, going back to a small hometown and little bar, and she knows everybody, and she sees her ex who she slept in his van in high school.
Yeah.
So I thought it was cool, but it is very touchy, because... Oh, that Billy!
Good old Billy!
Thank you, Billy, for reminding me of Sunday nights. But it's tough because, you know, when you have a family member that's dealing with addiction and the disease of the addiction, it's hard, especially, you know, someone like Sutton who has been through the promises and the ups and the downs and the rehab and the sober and the not sober. So it was a little emotional. I was kind of like, me too. When they were sitting at the table
when she finally went back to talk to her, which also let's shout out Jane and Kat for being such great friends to make her realize, you know, she's still there. Also, I mean, I can't only imagine what Sutton's, you know, that character is going through in her mind, because that is a very hard thing to put yourself through again, because that's a huge emotional...
Well, forgiveness isn't easy.
Right. Ugh. But it just kind of goes to show that everyone deserves a road to redemption, and I think that that was kind of a main thing that I took out of this episode, was the redeeming factor that everybody has. Everybody can be redeemed, and the fact that Jane's going to be giving another chance with her mom was a beautiful thing to see, and I think that just, it was very emotional to watch.
It was, I got teary-eyed a little bit. I'm like, wait, am I teary-eyed?
Right. No, I definitely did.
Well, I thought it was very humbling to see Sutton go back home, because it kind of reminded us that she did all this work to be where she's at today. And it's always a good reminder. I feel like it's really good for us to remember that some of these people, like, had different backgrounds, like, you know, because I feel like we tend to sometimes forget. And, like, for her, it's like, I had totally forgotten, like, about
that
her mom.
From Pennsylvania.
That she was about Pennsylvania, that she came from such a small town. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, like, that's so amazing to see how much she thrived through life, that she's like in a position where she wants to be, and now she's going to Paris, you know, next week.
Living her best life.
Yes. But things that are not living her best life is figuring out this whole Richard situation, and she finds out that Richard and Jessica are moving.
That's awkward. That
okay,
was very
you
awkward.
Guys. Can I just say that I had a moment thinking Richard was back. I was like, oh my gosh, Richard's back.
It's I totally thought so too. It's going to be together
because next week is the season finale. I was like, they're going to be together for the season finale. Mm-hmm. It's going to be awesome. And then he pulls this thing that he's moving with Jessica. Who cares about Jessica?
Who is Jessica? And mind you, she would have never known if Jacqueline didn't say anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he kind of, it's one of those things, it's kind of like a Jane pinstripe Ben situation, where I feel like Richard's in this situation where he loves Sutton and he would get back with her if he could. But you still have, you have to kind of live your life as well. Yeah. And sometimes on their road, you tend to meet new people, but you still have all the feels for the one person that kind of got away. So you're in this weird, tough position.
But do you guys, okay, do you think that, obviously, we're getting teasers that maybe they're going to propose, like maybe he's going to propose, maybe he's moving in with her. Do you think there's still a chance for Richard and Sutton, or do you think it's completely over?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know.
You look questionable. I know.
I feel like in a fairy tale world.
Remember the hope.
Yes. And I think back to when I was that age. There are people who we love, but there are also people that we love so much that I feel like you have to let them go.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't mean that you're meant to be with that person.
100%.
And I think that they love each other so much. This is also a prediction. I just don't. I think he's going to let her live her best life. Mm-hmm. But I think it doesn't mean that they can't come back around, but I just think right now, no.
They're just in two different stages of their lives. Yeah.
And I only say this now at my age now, because when I was that age and I was like madly in love, I'm like, this is the person for me. But now I can, now that I'm out and I can look on the outside, I'm like, you know what? Maybe.
It would happen for the best.
Happen for the best. But we love Richard, though.
We do.
We love him, Carla.
Yeah,
we do love Richard.
I think that they're like, it's just weird to me, because I still think that Richard's around for a reason.
Yeah.
He's in a character where I feel like you could easily change out with a different board member, and there's a reason the writers are keeping him around and keep giving us little douses of him and making him interact with the other characters a little bit.
Maybe something will stop the wedding.
I have a prediction, but then.
So I think, she'll like run out to the altar. No! Yeah, so I think that there's something still there. But something that was very interesting this episode that we all have been asking about and thinking about is the freaking expense report was brought up again. I'm telling you guys, this is going to be something that is going to blow up in a big way.
And it keeps creeping up, and then it's creeping up now where they're writing articles about Jacqueline maybe losing money or the company not having a lot of money. And I think you're right, Allie. I think that's going to come back, like,
and hit her in the face. So strange that Jane was the one that was like, yeah, you had that thing with the expense report. Why do they keep trickling in little pieces of that?
It has to come back.
It's going to come back. It's coming back.
Well, clearly it's going to come up while they're in Paris. Like, it's not going to affect her Sutton going to Paris, because we can see that next week's episode. She's going to be there. But
something,
maybe it's going to end with something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe, for Sutton.
Maybe it's something where Richard comes to kind of save the day.
Yeah. He could.
Maybe.
Richard. See, Carla kind of gets her way. Richard.
Yeah, I don't know,
no,
man.
But I think you're absolutely right. I think that that's because it keeps creeping up and we keep hearing whispers about it. And I mean, this whole season, it's been all about Scarlett rebranding and losing money and trying to get it together. So I feel like this is going to hit her in the face. But I think you're right. I think Richard or Jacqueline may all come together and help her, because Jacqueline also may need the help. So I think this might be it.
And I just think it's funny because I thought maybe I was crazy to think that this would come back. But that one little comment that Jane made me think, okay, I think I'm 100% right. And this is going to come up, blow up in a big way. All right. Well, let's move on to Kat. And she kind of played a very interesting role this episode with her dynamic with Jacqueline.
Wow. That was.
How did you guys feel about Jacqueline coming to her for advice?
That was it was intense because of the undermining that Kat had did. We all know Kat's very impulsive and she just reacts off emotions. But I thought it was very humbling for Jacqueline to actually step back and say, you know what, I'm not winning in this situation. And I need to be in touch maybe with the younger people. And Kat is that younger person who works with social media. Though she's so impulsive, I think Jacqueline looks at her. Because, I mean, she's sitting in the room with big players right now. And she's sitting next to Jacqueline. So I think she looks at her like, you know what? Hate to admit that this little girl was absolutely right. And I need to, like, eat a crow and let her know.
Well, I think that is something, too, where I think everybody's kind of running into those roadblocks where things are changing so quick, especially in the digital space, that there are, and people have such big opinions now, and they're able to voice them more than ever before. Yeah. And so I think that was something that Jacqueline, she wanted to be right about, but unfortunately, just with this, everything that's going on and in media and the digital world, she wasn't. But also something that was weird to me is that, I don't know if anybody else got this vibe, but with everything they're saying about Jacqueline, it wasn't as if, you know, Kat would be the new editor-in-chief, but I felt like they were showing some sort of foreshadowing about Kat taking her role. Yes. I don't know why, but it just, the fact that, like, they've been making such a distinct relationship between Richard and Kat recently. Yes. They've had a lot of interactions. They've had a lot of lawyer, like, things that they've had to do with her Kat, like, powering through and trying to break down barriers to hire people out of context or whatever. And showing that strength of their relationship with the board members is weird to me. And the fact that I think that she might be somehow be getting, like, some sort of power of authority.
Yeah, I can see that. And I think that's probably what shook Jacqueline as well. Because usually when you have someone in authority and you have someone a little bit younger, maybe not younger, but maybe less experienced, I think you get a little nervous about your job and your position. Yeah. And you kind of put the claws out. And I think that's what Jacqueline did until you're hit with something where she had to humbly say, you know what, you're right. But I do think the whole Kat,
something's shifting.
Something is shifting where if this show was to ever end, which I hope it never does, I can see Kat being the new Jacqueline.
Right. And it's weird because it's not like Kat, I don't think, could ever be the editor-in-chief. Right. Because that's different with journalism and everything. Yeah. But I could see her maybe becoming the head of, like, the new social imprint, meaning, I mean, things are changing. And maybe that's what the show's going to do with the showing the change and shifts in journalism. And we've kind of seen that already. And maybe how they don't necessarily need an editor-in-chief. It'll be more like just what's the word? I'm like contracted journal. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know where that's going to end up, but it was something. I don't know if I was just noticing that or if you guys did too. Yeah,
I noticed it too. And kind of going back to the question that you had about like what we thought about Jacqueline asking for her advice, I actually didn't really think much of it besides the fact that like I think nowadays a lot of bosses, it's normal for them to ask the opinion of like their employees, because I feel like we are in this, like, in order for you to be able to sell something to the younger generation, you have to know the younger generation. And I feel like the older generation doesn't actually know our generation because we're constantly changing. So I think it was like completely okay for her to ask Kat like what was going on. But I do agree with you on the fact that I think she might be working her way up to maybe a higher title.
Yeah, but and then also it's just the Cleo. She is,
oh my God,
she is stirring.
We have it out for
pot.
That Cleo.
She is stirring.
We don't like Cleo, and we're hoping that she'll
I
be
want
fired
Cleo
by
to break her legs or something. I don't want to say die. I don't want to say die. The character of Cleo, not the real actress. But she just needs to go. But I think what's going to happen is Jacqueline's going to probably realize what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Because oh, it's
I
feel totally like her.
Well, I think she already noticed. I mean, we noticed, or at least I noticed it already.
Yeah,
like,
Cleo, I think
her.
She does, but I think this is where she'll get other people on board to realize I'm not just going crazy. I think this woman has it out for me.
Right.
Yeah. Because Cleo's doing the absolute most.
And also showed how brilliant the writers are, because they obviously been focused on really hard, harsh and topics throughout this entire season, but they've really been holding a lot back to really throw it into this season, and I think they did that knowing that they had a season 3 pickup.
Yeah.
They were able to twist and turn some story plots and storylines and really like make season 3 juicy, which made me excited as a viewer. So I just was like, whoa, they're doing a lot. But I like it. I love it. I love it so much. That's why we love the show. Shifting gears over into Kat and Adina, which we were upset we didn't get Kadena last episode. Right. There was so much awkward tension between them, and it was just like almost unbearable to watch, which is weird because Unbearable and Kadena don't go in the same sentence. Yeah,
it's crazy. So you guys, I've been on Twitter a lot, and I follow the Bold Type writers, and I follow a few people on there. I was watching their tweets yesterday and today, and the Bold Type writers tweeted that they tweeted a photo of all of them in the writing room, and they're like, literally, we are going back and forth between the Kadena storyline. So I think that's why it's a little bit awkward, because I think they're still trying to
figure out what they want
how
to do
they're
going
to end it. Yeah. And I was on Twitter like, wait, did they just say that?
Right.
So they're like, hey guys, because they were like in the writer's room, like, you see them very passionate. So I think we're really just not going to know until the end.
Right. Well, what I found really interesting too is that you could really tell that, you know, Kadena wanted to do this for Kat. She wanted to, you know, figure out whatever, you know, things that she wanted to try or whatever. She wanted to give her that freedom. But in relationships, whenever you give someone that freedom, or, you know, you want your partner, like you and whoever you're with, you want 100% to know that they're all in at every point. When you let someone know that you're not all in, it's like when you break up for the first time, the person that broke up with the other person, that person's always going to feel a little neglected and a little hesitant to want to get back. And I feel like that's where Kat's at. And I think that her wanting to get out of the open relationship and the teaser that we saw, I think that's why she's not going to want to get back. She's going to be like, listen, like, you didn't want me, and that really scared me, and that's making me pull back, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's the awkward tension that we're seeing is Adina pulling back and protecting herself.
Yeah.
Because I think when she went to Kat with, I want you to have an open relationship, I'm sure in her mind she was thinking, I want Kat to say no. I want to ask first.
That is true. And then the evil side of me, I'm like, do you think she wanted this open relationship for herself as well?
Oh. I thought about that when she said the studio thing, and because she was like, yeah, like, I want to go into the studio. I want to keep doing my thing. And I was like, maybe she enjoyed the break, and this is why.
Right.
Maybe, like, this is what she needed as well, and she noticed
it. Maybe it awoken some creativity in her that she hasn't had in a while, and so now she really wants to focus on her career, which rightfully so. I mean, Kat's had that, too, that she's wanted to do, so... I don't know.
I'm scared but interested at the same time to see where this is going to go. Knowing that the writers are still kind of like, we don't know where it's going to go. It's a toss up. But we love Kadena, so I'm interested to see.
Well, and that's what's hard is because we do love them so much. But I think this is the first episode where I am seeing Adina really, really, really pull back.
Yep.
And just kind of be like, I think she's hurt by it all.
I think she is. Because I think you're right. You want your partner to say, hell no, I would never do that.
But she didn't.
They say, okay.
Yeah. Like, and then they come home and they're like, I want to tell you about the people that I've been with. Like
no. So I agree with you too. Yeah, I think she's kind of feeling away, like, you just quickly got up and left and say, fine.
Yeah. It doesn't and then work now like you're that. Just like, actually, I don't want to do this. Can right. I come back?
Yeah, exactly. It was like, I tested the waters, didn't like it, so I'm coming back to you. Like, yeah. That's not what, it should have been 100% from the get-go, because Adina has 100% been for Kat from the get-go, and yeah. So her Kat pulling away and then pulling back has not helped her case whatsoever. So that'll be really interesting. Oh, man, what a juicy episode. This it was so good.
Amazing.
This is exactly what I needed for my Tuesday evening.
Right? Just some fun, good old gossip and drama.
This was a really good episode. Really good episode.
Well, ladies, let's get into some predictions for the season finale.
Oh, my God.
I can't even believe we're there.
Wait, season finale episode? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, next week. That's crazy. That went by really fast.
So fast.
Oh,
man.
Uh-oh.
All right, Nakia. The floor is yours.
My voice has been cracking and going in and out, and I don't know why. So, excuse me. Bear with me for those who are listening. I'm not going through puberty. Okay, let's see. Season finale. As we see in the trailer, it looks like Richard may be proposing to Jessica. Okay, because there is a season 3, I do see him proposing.
Okay.
If it wasn't, I would have said no.
So you don't think someone's going to interrupt the proposal?
I do not.
Okay.
I just think that he's going to propose, but that does not mean he will get married. It happens all the time. I'm just saying.
In shows or in life?
Both. Now, Jane, Ben, and Pinstripe. We see that Pinstripe is being very aggressive, and he's going to go in for the kill and go in for what he wants. And I think that she really wants to be back with Ryan.
Do you think she's going to pull away at this attempted kiss?
I think so. Only because they're season 3s. Okay. I feel like when there's a season finale, they always want to leave these cliffhangers. Mm-hmm. I do think that, but I do see Pinstripe and her being a thing. Okay. And when the season starts, I do see them being a thing, and I do see her letting Ben go. Unless Ben comes in and interrupts the whole thing. Sorry, I hit your phone, Carla. Kat, I don't see Kat and Adina really lasting. I see them breaking up because, like you said, Adina's not pulling away. Mm-hmm. Kat's been doing her thing, and I just don't see it lasting. And season finale, I feel like Jacqueline is going to take Cleo down with the help of, like, Sutton and Richard. Because I think you're right. I think Sutton's finances are going to come back up again. And mm-hmm. I think at the end of this, the three girls are going to always come back together and have each other's backs.
Totally.
Ooh, I love it.
Those are good.
Well, a lot of your predictions are kind of the same as mine, but... We'll go through them. I think Sutton is going to have too much to drink, and that's how she's going to stop the whole Richard thing.
No.
Because, I like that better. I think she's just going to be truthful. She's going to be like, yo, you know what? You can't propose to her because I love you and I want to be with you. Because she speaks to Oliver about it. And I think Oliver is going to tell her, like, go after what you want. You know, like, that's stupid for you to think, like, you can't have a relationship with Richard now that it's allowed. Like,
yeah.
So I think drunk Sutton is going to do something amazing. I think Jane... I actually think she's going to kiss Pinstripe.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know why. Kiss him, and then she's going to feel really bad about it, and she's going to, like, tell Ben, because she's that type of person that would just tell him, like, Ben, like, hey, you know what, like, this guy that I used to date came over, kissed me, I don't know, I don't want to cheat on you, let's take a break. And then Kat, I don't see Kadena ending well, like, next episode. I feel like they're going to have some tension.
Yeah.
And it's not going to go forward. And I predict that Cleo will be fired before the end of the season.
Ooh. Please. Okay.
Bye, Cleo.
Right. See ya.
See ya.
I totally agree with you, Carla. I think that she will kiss him and then, like you said, tell Ben. But then that's going to make them break up. And then, obviously, she's going to realize that she still does have... She's not going to be sad that she kissed Pinstripe. That's, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's going to feel bad that she did right. because of Ben, but she's not going to feel bad because she likes it.
She likes him.
Yeah.
And they're going to get together because he's being serious about it.
Yeah. So, they're definitely going to get back together. I think Cleo and Jacqueline, we're definitely going to see some head-to-head, and obviously Jacqueline is very smart and strategical. So, is that a word? Strategical?
It is now.
I don't think so. It's strategic. oops. So, I think that Jacqueline is going to do what she does best, which is... being really freaking smart and a boss lady.
Yeah.
And she's going to find a way to bring Cleo down. Mm-hmm. And she's going to do it, I think, just with the help of herself and being able to, you know, showcase things that she's done. Maybe she's been sketchy behind the scenes. She's done a lot of things that have really you know, Jacqueline's got these tallies going on in her head, and you can see the wheels churning as soon as every time Richard tells her about something. So that's definitely going to come up to the forefront. And I think that Sutton and Richard are going to have a heart-to-heart because we've been wanting that all season, and I can't see the writers straying away and maybe leaving it on a cliffhanger. But, maybe I could see Sutton going to Richard, telling him her entire feelings, but we won't hear what Richard's thoughts are. He proposes, and then next season we kind of see it all play out because he's going to be like, I propose, I can't get you out of my head, I can't get what you said out of my head. It's going to be one of those situations, like the push and pull.
I like
and
that.
Then, right? Like,
I think he doesn't get married.
Like, he still bye, proposes. Jessica. But, like,
that's Sutton, what I think. I think Sutton's he proposes, gonna, like, yeah, but she's I don't think he gets married.
Let her feelings out there. And then Kat's going to realize how much she screwed up by letting Adina go. So, I don't know, but we've got so many juicy things that could possibly happen this season finale, and I cannot wait to see, and I can't believe it's been that quick, guys.
Oh, I know.
It's been too, like, much fun.
I love this show so much. I can't already wait for season 3.
Right? I know.
Well, guys, again, we will have to see you next week, but in the meantime, where can they find you on social media, Nakia?
You guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
Harla.
Hey guys, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I'm your host, Carla Beltran. You can follow me on Instagram at I am Carla Beltran or on Twitter at Carla Beltran with an R at the end.
And hey guys, Allie Nasta here. Find me on Instagram at LA Girl. And of course, follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. We'll see you next week for the amazing season finale. Bye guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.